people got that heated shit. No cap.
Yeah. Hala, verga. Yo, I just want you to know it is Wednesday, my dudes. It's 3:55 p.m. and this is what we're doing out here. God damn. Shit sounded crispy. Cheers, my boy. Yo, like we were saying earlier, shout out to Truly's and shout out to Seltzer's in general.
Came out of nowhere.
Came out of fucking nowhere, bro. You remember when people were fighting over fucking Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, honestly.
Jesus Christ, like, bro. What else were they fighting over? I feel like there was something else.
Toilet paper?
Toilet paper.
That was after that.
Yeah, that was after.
Before, what was before?
I don't know what was before. I feel like there was another rave. There's definitely been quite a few raves. Fidget spinners were one.
Yo, that's so weird because I thought of fidget spinners too.
Yeah, fidget spinners. And then, what were those called? The hoverboards?
Hoverboards were definitely.
Hoverboards. Yeah, yo.
Until they started blowing up.
Yeah. What else? The only thing that I can think of before the hoverboards were those like nut-shaped, the nut-shaped magnetic things that you would throw up.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you would throw and they would like...
Yeah.
What are those called? They're just little magnets, yeah.
Yeah, they were straight up just magnets. They just looked like a nut. Straight up like a nut.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah, that's about it. Hey, shout out to them. Damn, we'll be back with No Cap episode... I don't fucking know.
We should have talked about that.
Episode one, post-world apocalypse. It's not even post. This is right in the goddamn middle of the fucking apocalypse. Jesus Christ.
This is the pandemic.
Pandemic season. Special, yeah.
And whatever, yeah.
This is like the Walking Dead season. Damn, we're worse than the Walking Dead. You know what? That's how we're treating it, bro. That's how we're treating it. We're going to be like your favorite show out here because we have seasons. You only get a certain amount of content.
Your favorite show during the apocalypse.
Yeah, that ass. But this time for real, we're we say that every time, especially me. I've been saying that for the longest. Where I always say like, this time for real, we're gonna get back on it. We're gonna get back on it
for sure.
Tomorrow for sure, you're gonna get more episodes. I mean, we'll have to talk about it, right? Because it's gonna be a little bit farther of a drive for you, but. If we start doing this, because I'm so close to your job, we could do it like right after you get off work.
Yeah, so you could make it work, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. So like on your off days, whenever you don't work out, whenever you have like a day off or something, you can just stop by, record a fucking episode, have some chelas.
Right.
Have some food.
Or on the way to the mall.
Deadass, or on the way to the mall. Pato, I tasked Pato with bringing tortillas, and this motherfucker bought, what is it? Burrito wraps, Italian wrap, Italian spice burrito wraps,
Italian and herbs,
fucking burrito wraps, bro. Like the damn fajitas were like smacking, and then we had Italian herb wraps. Jesus Christ!
Nah, see the thing was, I went to the Harris Teeter in
Big Facts. South Park, South Park,
es de puro gringos. Mm-hmm. So all I saw was pita breads
pita bread might have slapped though.
You think so?
Maybe.
What is that, like flatbread pretty much?
It's like the
it's the stuff you eat with hummus, right?
It's like the Euro shit. Mm-hmm. When you make a Euro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Euro and how it has a G and a Y and it's pronounced like an E and a U.
I didn't even know that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Euro?
It's a Euro, right?
Like the dollar.
Because it's not a gyro.
That's what I call it.
For real?
A gyro?
Is it gyro? I think that might be it. I just hear it as Euro.
I've heard Garo, but that doesn't sound right at all. Yeah,
sounds like a Pokemon.
Right, literally, Gyarados.
I don't know why that sounds like a fucking Pokemon. Or maybe like an attack. But, hey, welcome to episode whatever it is. We're going to do our best.
To the new beginning.
To the new beginning. Cheers. Cheers to that. Pato's taking a sip real quick. This is your favorite podcast host, of course. The Buck Quack, the Quack Dealer, El Pato himself.
Hello, humans. I'm a human.
At this point, yeah.
I'm just a fellow human being.
Just a fellow trying to do his best.
Interpreting what he thinks. That ass, sees. Bro. I don't know.
Hey, man. That's deep in itself. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. And this is also Tu Tiburón. I forgot. Is that my Twitter handle? I have a Twitter, but nobody follows me. I low-key like it because I just be posting shit on there. And I just do it for like stocks and shit. Mm-hmm. But... I'm looking trying to get like influencer status, but just where I post like real like quotable shit, you know, just like share like quotable. Like the other day, I think it was yesterday actually, or the day before, my mentor told me, growth is not just about being able, or growth is not just what you say yes to. It's also what you say no to.
Okay.
Because in a way, like when most people think about like growth is just like being open to more opportunities, doing this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But also growth is being able to say no.
Like discipline.
Yeah, mm-hmm. discipline, but not necessarily discipline, but being able to say no to things that aren't good for you anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like stopping like either relationships or whatever the case may be, but just being able to be like, you know what? This isn't good for me. Mm-hmm. Let me move on. Whatever it is, you know, like per se, like
looking at that, the baker at Harris Teeter, just telling him no.
Yeah, no, no conchas today. Yo, shout out Harris Teeter though. On Fridays, for people who don't know, let me put you on. On Fridays, they have a 6-piece fried chicken mm-hmm. for $4.99. And I'm talking like that big badunk chicken.
Like feed a family of five.
Yeah, literally feed a family of five. So what I do is I go get the $5 chicken, and then I get the family size macaroni and cheese, the mm-hmm. Bob Evans one,
yep.
which I've never even been to a Bob Evans. I don't know why I picked it up. I just knew the name somehow.
Yeah, it's the classic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I picked up the Bob Evans macaroni and cheese, and two people can eat from that, or you can eat twice from that. Yeah. So it's like $5 a meal.
Well, honestly, at least like it's actually a lot if you do it just twice.
Yeah, that ass. We just fatties. Yeah, right, honestly. Yeah, low key, like three people could eat. Probably, or maybe like three meals. Yeah.
It's a lot of food.
It is a shit ton of food. Yeah. But they also have like deli specials on the regular. So like whatever you want. And you can look it up. I think it's like Harris Teeter daily deli specials.
Their subs are huge.
They are.
Subway subs.
Yo, Publix subs. I had some the other day. And low key, I didn't believe the hype. But like I tried it and I was like, yo.
Word?
This shit slaps. This shit slaps. Hey, shout out Vinny. Because he told me... Well, he didn't tell me, but that's the person that I went to the Publix with. Mm-hmm. I think that was like my second or third time going. And his sister, Shadow Marina, was the one that got me the sub. And then I tried it and I was like, okay.
Big bomb.
I see. I see what the hype is about. And Publix, I feel like, is moving up in the world, you know?
I don't know. I think I just read somewhere where they were donating. What was it? I forgot. They're doing some good shit, man.
Oh, for
real? I read somewhere where they were donating like leftover material or supplies or something, or food that they had.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, something like that.
Because look at like most restaurants and shit throw away like their leftovers and shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. That's dope. Shout out to them. I'm a big fan of Food Lion. I like Food Lion.
Is that the one where you can drink inside?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Or is it Lowe's Food is the one?
Is it?
Yeah, you can like, or the one in Mount Airy. I don't know anywhere else.
I mean, it's low-key Mount Airy, though, you know?
You can drink a jet lag while you shop.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, shout out to them. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Right?
But then, like, what if you drink one too many?
Well, I mean, how long are you shopping?
Hey, bro. When I go shopping, I take that shit seriously. Because I got to go down every single aisle. If I don't make a list, I'm like, okay, what can I use?
No, dude. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
My cousin, David.
Yeah.
You know. I remember one time. Or actually, a lot of times growing up, I remember we would go to Walmart and she'd be like, all right, I'll be right back. It won't take me that long. She'd have like her car running.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Boy, it'd be like 2 hours later. I'd be like, David, I'm about to go in there for your mom, man.
Hey, shout out to her. Oh, man.
I don't even know where we're going with that.
I don't even know. Shopping in general, I feel like, I think we were talking about this kind of differently, just things being different from here on out. From what I'm seeing lately, I've been in the stock market, right? Is that like retail stores have a crippling debt. They have a shit ton of debt. So like Macy's fell out of the top 500 companies and other stores in general. Just like, I know like Brooks Brothers, I think is going out of sale or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Or some other big company like that is basically bankrupt. They're declaring for bankruptcy.
Damn.
Yeah, because there's not that many online sales,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they start to pay wages and all this other shit, and the spaces that they have in the malls they still have rent.
All that brick and mortar.
Yeah, but now they're moving more to online sales. You know, I think it all started with cell phone companies, because remember they used to have like big like cell phone companies, or like what was it the one that got smaller? Was it Radio Shack or something like that?
I mean, they used to be big.
Yeah, they used to be big.
Definitely not big no more.
And now it's just like really small, like, you know, smaller stores.
Small towns.
Yeah, really small towns. I think it might have been cell phone companies. I don't remember, but they started like taking stuff out of the stores, and it was just like a much smaller display, usually smaller retail in general. And I feel like that's what retail is going to go towards. It's like you online just look sell. At
the example,
yeah,
or the display, yeah, and then you order it and it gets into your house.
Exactly, yep. Exactly. Or you do it online, yeah. Right? But what I'm curious to see is if they do this Amazon route where most returns are free, or they do this, like, you know, one of the big ones is Fashion Nova, mm-hmm. right? If they do this route where return, you have to pay for returns, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, I don't know if you remember, but I'm kind of equating this to the whole I don't know if you remember, but at first when the internet came out and like touchscreen phones came out, mm-hmm. like it was unlimited data, right?
Yeah.
And then they went to the limited data, mm-hmm. and unlimited was no longer.
I do remember when they switched it from unlimited to like limited. There was a cap.
Yes.
That was some bullshit.
And now they're back.
Yeah, right. But they throttle it now, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Before they did
so it. So I'm assuming that's what they're going to do with online sales, mm-hmm. is that if they start off free returns, it's going to be like that. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be like, okay, now everybody has free returns. That's no longer special.
Yeah.
Let me start charging returns.
That sounds about right.
And that's what everybody's going to start doing.
Because right now, no one really does the returns, right?
Exactly. So
that's probably why they're doing the free returns.
And then what it's going to go to is going to be like some sort of throttle type thing. Where it's, you know, like, oh, you've already bought from this store 5 times, and you were returned 5 times. That's your cap. So like, after this, you have to start paying.
Back to square one.
Yeah.
That's how it feels with the streaming services, man.
Oh, yes.
And I was watching fucking Hulu, man. And like, I just watched the beginning part, you know, of the whatever, right before the little song comes on or whatever.
Yeah.
The song comes on. Another pinche
an ad
yeah. like stop.
You pay for again. It? You pay the cheap one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I have the student ID one. It's probably about to end though.
Yeah, that's it.
But I'm just like, dude, like this is why we got away to begin with.
Yes.
And now because I remember when Hulu was free and I remember when you didn't have to have an account, no email. You could just log into the website and watch the shit for free.
Yeah.
Now it's like you have to have an account,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay, and if you want to pay more, then you can get no ads.
Yes.
So we're back to square one.
And that still kind of like throws me off, because if you think about it, imagine all the years of ads. We probably watched like a full year of ads.
Honestly. Yeah.
Back when our parents used to pay fucking $60 a month for goddamn TV.
Right.
That's bullshit.
And we were probably watching less ads then than we are today.
Yeah.
Because now everything has an ad.
Yeah.
Even the damn pump.
That's facts.
The gas station pump has ads.
That's wild. Even Facebook has ads.
Right.
TikTok has ads. Instagram has ads.
And you have to watch them now.
Yeah.
Before YouTube you can has skip ads. That shit, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when YouTube didn't have ads.
I think Snapchat still has like skippable ads for the most part.
Yeah, right. But they do pop up.
Yeah, like some of them are like you have to watch it for like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
but even then, it's 5 seconds.
Right.
You know, it's not like YouTube be wilding out. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, because like YouTube, they give you that skip ad option, which is nice.
Yeah.
Hulu though, they make you watch the whole motherfucking thing, and it's like 90 seconds.
They'll be like, "You want to watch the whole trailer and skip the ads for the episode?"
Yeah, yeah,
I'm like, yeah. And then they fucking load me up with them anyways.
It's fucking, it's ass, bro. It's ass.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what kind of world we live in, you know? Marketing is such a powerful fucking thing, bro.
For real. Advertisement. Just what Google, that's how they make all theirs, isn't it? From ad revenue, right?
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yo, did you know that Google was co-started? Like, the CIA helped make Google.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, I was looking at this video kind of like talking about the origins of Google. And Google originally started off as a project pretty much, I think. And eventually, I think Google would take on like the contracts, the bids or whatever for the CIA and all that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So,
damn.
So, I don't know. Google kind of sketch.
Talking about, what's it called? Big companies in general. I don't know if you've heard of Wayfair.
Oh, yeah.
And recently, what happened with that?
Yeah.
So I saw a video somebody posted.
One of the girls from that thing was one of the missing girls from Mount Airy.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What?
But I'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
If you want to go what you're talking about.
So I saw a video of some, and I tried it myself, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, okay, what's going on? But basically, you would go in and you would post a very specific item. And it would always say there's only three left. It was like a $15,000 couch. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you're out here buying a fucking $15,000 couch, I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. But you don't need a goddamn $15,000 couch.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound right no. at all.
15 grand, right?
What, I mean, no one even knows who Wayfair is.
Exactly. And it had only two or three images available.
Of the couch?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's it. Okay. One of them wasn't even an image of the couch. It was like...
So it looks fake as fuck.
Yeah, super fake. Super fucking fake. So 15 G's, right? And in the video, the lady like put it into her cart, went to the cart, started the checkout. When she went to the checkout, it had the name section pre-filled. Then she copied and pasted the name into a missing child's website, whatever it is. And it was one of the people that was missing.
Really?
Yeah.
So then that's how I was looking at it too then, right? Because a lot of the products were like that apparently.
Oh,
right?
For real?
Well, not a lot, but like there, I saw several screenshots that was similar to that then, I guess.
Damn. That's wild.
Because there was like the cabinets that... They were priced like that much.
Yeah.
And the first name was the name of like an individual. It sounds like an actual name.
Yeah.
Like a person's name. And then the name of the cabinet. And then there was like pillows, like Zodiac pillows.
Yeah.
And then the first one was like a name. Like,
yeah.
Like Taylor or Tyler or something. And then the name. And then it was like, you know, like at least $10,000 or something.
Who the fuck is out here buying people, bro?
Pillow. You're right. But I don't know. The weird thing is like for me, like. The black market is real. Like I've seen. I've seen what the black market. What do they call it? The Silicon Valley, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they call it. But the black market online is real. I've seen that shit, and you can get whatever you want. The weird thing is, so why is it? Is this being done through the legal route? When
as a cover up?
But I mean, people have access to the black market, yeah. So I just don't see why they would even risk having that there in the public eyes.
As fucked up as it may sound, maybe because it's tax deductible. Could you imagine getting tax returns off of selling a fucking person?
That's crazy.
That's wild.
But yeah, one of them, I'll go back to the one I was talking about, because I seen it on several posts too. Someone sent it to me, was like, hey, ain't that where you from?
Yeah.
Because it was talking about this girl named... Taylor, and ironically enough, she used to be Lalo's neighbor.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so this is why I know this girl like, specifically. This girl was crazy. I remember una vez, like, she snuck out or ran away with her chile. I don't know if I can say that. But, like, she ran away, and she was declared missing and all that.
Yeah.
And then that exact same poster, the missing poster, is what they used on the Wayfair thing. And they were saying that she was one of the products that they were selling, which was a pillow for, you know, like, whatever. And, but I'm pretty sure I remember talking to Lalo, and he told me that, like, that girl came back and everything. So, like, I feel like that's why it's, like, fake.
Yeah.
Because the picture that, the screenshot they have is from that girl from when I was, like, 14 or 15, when she was, like, 14 or 15, you know? So, and they're using the same screenshot.
It might be somebody just trolling fucking Wayfair.
I mean, I don't know.
Who knows, bro?
Truth is strange.
Truth is strange, but in this day and age, anything can be
truth. It's fucking sketch, that's for sure, though. Yeah.
Anything can be fucking
I mean, real. I do believe it, though, that slavery is more of a part now than it has ever been.
Oh, yeah. Prison is slavery in itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 13th Amendment, they made it legal to where prisons can have forced labor without pay.
Yep.
Or with little pay, right? Yep. Like, cents a day or something.
I remember my my uncle was in prison for a second. Because of the whole immigration type stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were paying him $2.50 an hour to push around food carts.
Physical labor.
Yep, physical labor. $2.50 an hour. And then that could buy him at the commissary shop like sopa maruchan and shit like that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they'd be charging them like $5 for the fucking sopa maruchan.
That's crazy.
So he had to work 2 hours to get one sopa maruchan.
Damn,
it's crazy.
That is
it's wild.
Wild.
And then, like, if you don't have anybody on the outside sending you money, it's a shit ton of money.
I heard it's all fucked too. I heard that you can get whatever you want in the prison too.
Yeah.
Like you can literally like get drugs or anything.
There's people that it's fucked. Drugs, cell phones.
Yeah, cell phones.
Straight
I've
up
seen,
people like posting
I know people
online.
That were in jail and they were posting and posting videos of them in the cell.
Yeah,
and
bro.
I was like, what the fuck?
Straight up everything, which is, I mean. At the same time,
it's crazy, man.
It's kind of, I don't know. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about inmates having access to the internet? Like cell phones and
it
shit.
It should be. I mean, I think it should be good. It's just like, I just don't think they should be contacting people. I think they should use that to educate themselves. Because, I mean, the internet has everything you would want to know.
I feel like the whole, I don't know. Here lately, I started thinking about the whole prison system in general. What good does it do having somebody in the same fucking room for 40 years?
Really doesn't.
I mean, obviously, if they're, you know, convicted rapist, the convicted murderer, et cetera, right? Okay, sure. Drug trafficker hasn't had any, like, violent offenses besides, like, I don't know, like 20 ounces of weed or something. 25 years? What?
Yeah.
You know?
Shit's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, shit, you can get killed in another country, like, what is it, Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Like, for drinking during Ramadan and stuff like that. Like, that's, I don't know.
I mean, the whole, I don't know, here lately, the whole idea of prison has just been escaping me a little bit more.
Yeah.
Before it was like, I guess I just never thought about it.
I feel like they forget the whole point of what the prison was supposed to be.
Yes,
right? Like,
it's supposed to,
like, rehabilitate their minds, you know?
Yes.
Whereas, I mean, I have seen videos of people that were prisoners before, like maybe not in the thousands, maybe in the 90s or whatever. And I remember, I mean, even then, that's just crazy to what they talk about. They talk about how, like, this guy, like, the guards were, like, willingly, like, just, you know, abusing the guards. And they're like, oh, if I'll do this to you, just imagine what I'll do to you, you know? And, like, and they're saying racist remarks and shit like that. Like, it's fucking insane. I mean, did you ever hear about I think it was the FBI or the CIA in, like, 2006, they released this, like, whole set of documents talking about how, like, white supremacists they had a plan to infiltrate, like, law enforcement positions of power.
Yeah.
So, like, police officers, you know, anything like that, like, captains, chiefs, like, their plan was to infiltrate roles of leadership in law enforcement.
Damn.
And that was in 2006.
Yeah.
I mean, 2020, and we have all these police brutality things going on.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say they were probably right.
Yeah. And just with the whole opportunities in general, right? I think it's still like, I don't know. It's still sort of, not that it surprises me, but it's more like it shouldn't be news in 2020 that per se, you know, like the first female, I saw recently, I think it was like an AKA alumni was voted like dean of the School of Business at Wharton School of Business, which is like where all of the fucking CEOs of like most companies go.
Oh, right. Word.
And she got voted in. And it was like, she's the first female and possibly the first African-American also to do it. And I'm just like, this shouldn't be news. This should be a regular thing.
Yeah.
You know, like even with the whole, you know, rest in peace, George Floyd. We didn't get to talk about that, but at least not while it was going on. It was just like all these things, like, you know, the voice actors now like stepping down and like saying like, you know, this role that's played for an African-American character should be played by an African-American person. Mm-hmm. It's like, why the fuck wasn't this the thought originally?
Yeah.
Why did it take this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some other companies. I think it was it the Reddit founder or something that was saying that he wished that they replaced him because he stepped down, and he was like, "I hope that they replace me with a person of color."
I actually don't know.
Yeah,
really? He said that. No.
Yeah. So he stepped down. He's actually married to Serena Williams.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's random.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. Besides the whole race thing, I mean, shout out to them, right? But in general, it's just like this skinny ass dude marrying like Serena, like she's a full ass athlete,
right?
And I'm just like, damn, bro, like, he lucked out. Shout out to
crazy.
Him. But what's it called? No, like he stepped down from his board. I think it's the board for Reddit, which is fucking a massive company. And he said, hey, I hope you replace me with, like, I'll step down as long as you replace me with a person of color, because I feel like I need to do this. And I forgot what else. Like, there's been a lot of examples like that, right? But I'm just like, why did it take someone dying?
Like, why did somebody have to?
Yes.
Like, explicitly, like, say it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not that anybody told them to, right? Like, shout out to them because nobody told them to. And they could have kept going and they just could have made a post or a donation or whatever, right? But they went out of the way to do it, right? But I think for me, the bigger thing is, like, why did it take somebody like this spark to do it, right? Like, this sort of revolution that we're still like going through.
This momentum.
Yeah, this momentum, right?
I don't know. I feel like the majority of people are not bad people.
They're not.
And they're willing to just agree with what the majority or with who they think is right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I think that's how people are just in general. Like, yeah. They're just going to choose the winner.
That's facts. That is facts.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Yeah. It's really just about, like, the popularity vote sometimes.
Bro, here recently I've been watching Avatar again, The Last Airbender.
Dude, I watched that this year too.
Shout out to Aang.
Dude, I actually really liked it. Yeah. Like, I liked the shit behind it.
I thought about naming my dog. Oh, big news. I'm getting a dog. I'm so fucking excited. Be on the lookout because he's going to have an Instagram and a TikTok and anything and everything in between. I'm going to try to get him sponsored. He's going to be sponsored by No Cap for sure. Be sponsored by No Cap. But just in general, just good vibes. Want to share the little puppy with everybody, either through post or in person. So shout out to him. His name is going to be Louis Benito. And it has a special meaning behind it because Louis, I got a Louis wallet for my birthday, but my dad went to the hospital because his diabetes was acting up, and I returned it because I was like, first of all, I don't really use a wallet. It's a beautiful wallet, don't get me wrong, super great quality and everything, but I knew it being the brand that it was, too expensive, mm-hmm. right? I'm just like, I'm not about to carry a fucking, you know, this much $100 wallet and not even have any cash in it, like just fucking cards. And I'm not about to have this expensive ass wallet while my dad has, like, you know, this $2,000 bill from the emergency room. Mm-hmm. So that was the first part. Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. And then the second part, one of my favorite artists that I was listening to, especially earlier this year, Bad Bunny, his name is Benito. So Louis Benito. And then Benito, just in general, because I thought about calling him Benito, just Benito. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about calling him Louis, just Louis. But then I was like, you know what? Let me just call him Louis Benito. I'll give him two names, be formal as fuck. Then that way I can call him LB for short, you know? And then since the initials of a pound in English are LB, I'll just be like, my little Liberita. My little pound.
Little pound.
Little pound. Because he's probably going to be like about a pound when I get him. It's going to be a little dachshund. Mm. And the color is beautiful, bro. Like, it's not a black and it's not a brown. Mm. It's kind of like a graphite color. Like, you know when you write in a pencil?
Yeah.
Where it's not really black. It's kind of like a grayish, like a dark grayish.
Like a lid.
Yeah. Mm. That's what color he is.
Oh, wait.
And then he's got brown. So, like, that typical dachshund brown mm-hmm. nose. And then his two little back feet are white.
Hey.
So it's just super cute little baby. I'm so excited. Where the fuck was I going with that?
Yeah, how did we get to that?
What were we talking about before?
Before that?
Hey, we fucking suck at this. We always sucked at this. This is nothing new. We were talking about prison at some point.
Yeah, how do we get from prison to your puppy?
I have no idea. God damn.
Damn Trulies.
Dead ass. Shout out to Trulies. If they can sponsor us, go for it. Let's see. Louis Vuitton.
We talking about him,
bro. I fucking lost it.
Talking about how long it took for people to.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that.
And then from there it went. I don't even know, honestly.
I don't know, bro. I have no idea. That's wild. Anyways, next topic. Good vibes in general. Good vibes. Let's see. Catching up personally. There we go. What have you been doing? Because I know I have a lot of shit to fill people in.
Since when, man? I don't even know.
Since whenever, bro.
All right.
Since whenever.
Graduated school.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if I've said that or not before.
No. Because we haven't done it since, like...
Since before it ended, right?
Since probably the end of March.
Yeah. So early April. I graduated.
Yeah.
Got my bachelor's.
Hell yeah. graduated, man.
Trying to think. I don't know. So, this is random, but for the longest time, I guess since I finished school or whatever, I got to reflect on, like, you know, what success is or what succeeding means.
Yeah.
I feel like I used to think of success as standing in a room, an audience, and like a white guy handing me a plaque.
Yeah.
And then I guess somewhere along the way, I was just like, it's not success. Like, I'm whitewashed, you know?
Facts.
I don't know. I guess finishing school made me realize that I don't want to please people. Like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more of a... I was telling you about this earlier, like, I don't know, like, I met some badass people, some beautiful ass souls.
Yeah.
But, and, like, throughout the whole school thing, I kept thinking, like, damn, like, people don't vibe with me. But I feel like towards the end, I was like, well, I think it was just that I didn't vibe with them.
Yeah.
So, I've been doing a lot of things that I like to do and shit like that. I feel like I've gotten to know myself more, man. It's been cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
like... I don't know how to explain it or how to put it, but I'm more into myself, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
And I can see it. Yeah. I mean, you guys are like, everybody's not, and I hate that that happens every once in a while. One thing that I'm very conscious about, and I want everybody to know, and trying to make an effort, at least for me personally, I hate saying you guys, because then I had this thing, this mentorship you guys. Thing. Yeah, this mentorship thing where, like, it said, like, hey, you're not just talking to guys, you're talking to everybody, right? So it's like,
that's true. Yeah,
yeah. It's just like, point. I always try to say, like, hey, everyone, mm-hmm. everybody, etc. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's not that anybody finds offense to it, but it's just like me putting myself in that situation, like, hey,
you would prefer that,
yeah, yeah. Like, hey, like, just say, hey, everybody. It only takes like a second longer, right? Mm-hmm. But anyways, everybody's not seeing Pato, but my man's got his hair grown out.
So I grew my hair out, man. It's been since like, true shit, like February.
This man looking like El Buki, straight up.
I'm getting some really strong Los Tigres vibe.
Yeah, straight bro. Los Tigres vibe.
I ain't gonna lie, that's probably what you'll see me.
Bro, you look like my dad in 1997.
Yo, that's what Gio.
Gio,
he just like takes me last night. He
was hey,
like,
I want everybody to listen to something really important. Give me just a second.
Hello.
Oh yeah. Anyways, what did you say? My bad.
He that made me want to take a sip. He literally said the same thing. He's like, bro, you're giving me a late 90s dad vibe.
Yes, hands down, bro. Like,
okay, bro.
Like, I could see you rocking some botines with a jean jacket.
I don't know, man. I'm good, man. Like,
yeah, bro,
like,
looks great.
I mean, the hair just, it's whatever. I gave up a long time ago, man. Yeah. Like, every now and then I'll comb it, but dude, like the gel or whatever, the hair product will literally only stay on for hours. After that, it dries up.
Have you thought about going crazy with it?
Not yet. I don't think it's long enough yet. I try to see if I could do a little chonquito.
Oh, for real?
Pero no.
Yeah. Not even chonquito, but I'm just talking about, like, I don't know, going to like a hairstylist, like a really good one.
So I thought about going and be like, I want to grow my hair out.
Yeah.
Do something to it, you know? I don't know. I have thought about it. I don't really know.
For me,
I'm not that loyal.
For me, if I had that hair, I would go to the hairstylist and just be like, you know what? Do something crazy.
Do something
wild. Make me look fucking crazy. Not even crazy in like in a bad way, but just like,
dude,
make me feel brand fucking
good. About a month ago, man, I was at work and this guy, like, I was checking him out. And he just like leans in, you know, like he gives me the signal to like, you know, lean in.
First of all, COVID, what the fuck?
I mean, we had our mask on and shit, but he was just like, hey, yo corto pelo. I was like, no mames. I was like, this fucking
guy. You said God, bro.
I laughed. I was literally like, I literally LOL'd, man. I was like, no mames.
He called you straight up, bitch. Damn,
man.
But
I don't know. I think overall, man, I just somewhere along the way, I decided that I should stop being as hateful, even though I'm not showing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like me personally.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I've been loving more, man, and it's been cool.
So my question is this, and I know we talked about it a little bit earlier. You said people don't vibe with you. and Charlotte and everything in general, and that's why you're considering that change that we talked about earlier, then where, I don't know, do you think it's because, and one thing that crossed my mind was because it took you a little bit longer than the rest of us to get here, right? So like, you know, those early years for me were essential, right? When I came over here, I was barely 19. I was here for all of my 19th year on this earth. And then I was here for pretty much since 19, I've been here. Mm-hmm. And it's been fucking 6 years. Which, you know, those few years before you're 21 are still pretty fucking influential, right? Because you can't do as much, right? You're under 21. You can't really drink. So it's just like you have to meet people.
That's when you're actively looking for things to do.
Yeah. And because of that, 21. You're actively meeting people. Mm-hmm. You're actively doing this. Mm-hmm. Whereas like we said earlier, once you got here, I don't know if you were 21 or not at that time.
When I moved here?
Yeah.
No, I was like
19, but I think you had 20. Like very little to go.
Yeah, I was like 20.
Yeah, or
something.
But once after that, it was just like all drinking. It was more like a grown up vibe. Mm-hmm. So you never really got to experience the young college kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of shit had happened before I moved out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't. It's kind of broken when I came.
Yeah.
So I wasn't looking because of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because of how like.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if
I was in a fuck everything mood.
If those 2 years, like if you would have came like straight after high school, mm-hmm. would things have been different? Type of thing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Are you like in a delayed type of, you know, whereas I had those 2 years, are you like in a delayed type of thing? And those 2 years, like per se, you're at the place that I was mentally mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wouldn't put it specifically at 2 years. Like, I've seen you grow
mm-hmm.
and you've grown a lot more than me in very certain aspects. And I've grown more than you in certain aspects, but. Either ways, right? But just like I just meant like I don't know how to put it.
Well, I think I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
but I don't think so, man.
No?
Like I think for whatever reason, man. Like I still vibed with people down here, not really as many. I met some fucking beautiful ass people.
Yeah.
You know, like I'll never forget y'all.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't reach out as much. You know, I think that's just how I am, though. Or maybe prior to what had happened, maybe that's another reason why. I didn't, because like you said, I mean, like I said earlier, I came in really like with a more of a hateful tone mm-hmm. rather than like trying to love, you know.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, I was like, pretty much towards the end, I was like, man, I need to, you know, like it's cool to love, you know, like it's cool to be good, and like I stopped treating people as bad as they were and as good as I was,
yeah,
or at least as good as I thought I was.
Facts.
Should I say.
Facts.
So I don't know, but I think.
Do you think that's gonna change things for you here in this city from here on out?
I mean, I think so far I've been trying to be different.
Yeah.
Not like actively, but I think it's just like the way I'm looking at things, like the main perception is different. Should I say? I don't know. I do think it would be different, but I think the result wouldn't have been.
I mean, everything happens for a reason. Yeah. That's, we always preach that and everything.
Because I mean, I met a lot of people even then when I first came out, and I felt it would have probably felt about the same, I would say, you know? I just.
No. Who knows? But I mean, if you would have started with that whole attitude of like, you know, I'm going to treat people not for what they are, but for as good as I am,
mm-hmm.
and you would have been as good as you are now, then I don't know. Maybe you would have started reaching out.
I did improve a lot of things like the first year when I moved out, like just my lifestyle.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing for me. Like when I came here, it was just a whole different attitude. Especially because I dealt with that breakup like freshman year and whatnot, and it just put me in a different like mode, and I just started meeting people and putting myself out there and really like continuing to push my envelope type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why I ask, because I don't know, for me
that is true, because when I first came in that first year, I was just like, hey, like, I'm living alone, like, let's go get a beer, I just turned 21.
This man would be drinking a beer every night to go to sleep, bro.
That's true.
And it's the only reason why I say that, I mean I might be biased, right, but I like Charlotte, and I feel like Charlotte is what you make it. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's a city, right? It's not like you meet the people that you meet, but you can continue to do that as long as you continue to put yourself out there too, right? Like you don't always have to be stuck to the people that you know already. You can always continue to push that envelope, right? I know for me personally, I just don't want to see you to go back to that small town, especially if you do this move and go back to that small town and be like, oh shit, like, you know. Like Charlotte really was a move.
Yeah.
And I just didn't take full advantage of it. You know?
It's true. I think it's part of it was definitely me not willing to do it. Like, because even when I was here, I mean, how many times did I really go to the city? I really didn't go that many.
Yeah.
If I did, it was really to go out probably. Yeah. Or with the family.
Yeah.
Like, once every, you know, whoever knows. So, that's definitely true. I don't know.
And you still have the opportunity, bro. And I feel like you still haven't. I mean, it's not that you haven't, but it's just like we said, you graduated.
Yeah.
It's a whole different vibe now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No more schoolwork, no more nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you now have to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's not these school organizations. Now there's not these things to put you out there.
Yeah.
It's all on you. You know what I'm saying? But you have that freedom too.
That's a big bag. Yeah.
So it's a whole different vibe. Yeah. A whole different vibe. But I hope before you make the decision, you really put yourself out there. Just like you've been putting yourself out there so far with growing in general, just worrying about what you want to do type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing the same. I mean, I've always had that mentality as far as like the city, and I've had that down packed. But here recently, I mean, you saw it, and some people saw it that might listen to this with the whole photo shoot, right? I was just like putting myself out there because that's shit like that I always wanted to do, right? I always wanted to film myself.
And try
like,
to act out of what you would normally think.
Yeah, and it's not even acting out of, because that's always how I felt, is just putting it out there, like finally expressing it. Right.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
Trust me, like if I had the confidence that I do now to be able to like do all like wear all these different types of clothes, like all this different type of shit, then I would definitely like would have done it like way before. Right.
Yeah.
And I had a few people like, I don't know, kind of say like, hey, if you haven't done it to this point, then it's not really going to fit. But it's just like, bro, like I've been feeling like this way for a while now. It's just that I've never been comfortable in my own skin to put myself out there like that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That does remind me. That brings up another point that I kind of wanted to mention.
Yeah.
Like how growing up, the shit you usually do growing up is not really like a choice. It's more of like survival, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And like, I guess at this point in the age, like you don't have to be acting like that no more, right?
Yes.
That's one thing so I guess going back to that original question, yes, because if I would have had more time, I would have had more time to unlearn the shit that I'm still learning today, like that I should not have been doing.
Yep.
That's true. I don't know.
And I mean,
there's a lot of things about that. Yeah. Like growing up where I would like do things and then like I did them over here and then I was like, damn, like I did that out of habit because of like where I was growing up.
Yeah.
But that's probably not what I should be doing. Yep. I ain't gonna lie. I did fuck up some things doing that shit.
Yeah. Part of it is just fitting in.
Yeah.
Part of it is just fitting in. Part of it is because we were on family. Part of it is because society was different back then.
I mean, I was always to myself. And
yeah.
I guess that was part of my environment growing up or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why when I'm out here, that's how I am.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the only way to grow is to continue to push yourself, even if it's just a little bit outside mm-hmm. of your comfort zone, right? And we've always had that conversation. So as long as you continue to do that, I have no doubt that you're going to find your place where you're meant to be. Mm-hmm. But one thing's for sure, I mean, you're here now. You might as well try to make the best of it, regardless of whether you're here for the next 5 years, for the next 5 weeks.
One thing is for sure, I am grateful, man, because I know along the way I was like, man, fuck this. Like, there's no point. Like, why am I the one going through this? You know, that I had so many thoughts like that. Like, I was just like, dude, like, I literally left it all just to come to this random ass town. I don't even fucking know people. somewhere along the way, I was just like, dude, like, this is actually there's a reason why I'm out here, you know? I was just like, fuck, like, I'm out here so I could bless my people back home.
Yeah.
Dude, we have 4 in my family that just graduated.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's crazy. Like, I was just thinking about how monumental that is. Like, really think about it. Like, when our families were young, like, they could only dream of this shit. Like, bro, our families are getting educated right now. Like, whoa, that's fucking crazy. Like, educated. Like, I'm talking about, like, they're about to be smart. But then we had, like, we were talking about earlier, like, we have to really watch out as the generations proceed. Like, we don't want them. It sounds kind of fucked up, man. But, like, I see the American people as lazy, you know? And as our families settle in and the generations continue, I feel like the laziness will catch on, you know? Like, just the convenience of lifestyle. Like, that's just, like, my family came here knowing that they had to go out and get everything they had to get, you know? Whereas a lot of people here now, today, feel like everything will come to them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you feel a little bit more comfortable.
So because I am afraid of that part, that future of like family. Like, yeah. You know, like them getting a little too Americanized.
Yeah.
That, like, they just want everything and start being pouty, you know?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you can kind of already see it in the young generations.
Oh, yeah, hands down, bro.
You know, because, I mean,
hands down.
You can't even, I don't know, it's just weird. I'm just ranting now.
No. You have a great point there. It'll be interesting to see, and it kind of makes me smile for a second, just, like, realizing that we might still be having this podcast 10 years from now, right?
That'd be crazy.
10 years from now, even if it's not that often, whatever, 10 years from now. Because it's been over a year since we've been officially doing it. It was a year in April, but we didn't do a year thing, right? So maybe this is our year anniversary. But regardless, it'll be crazy, like, if we still do it, like, 5-10 years from now, and we have kids, and then we start talking about, like, okay, like, these kids lazy as fuck. Like, you know, they're not doing shit type of thing. Or, like, different parenting techniques or whatever, bro. And it'll just be crazy.
Comparing, right?
Yeah, comparing. Like, I'm sure if we go back and listen to ourselves from the first podcast to now,
I'll be like, damn.
Yeah. And I need to do that just for funsies.
Dude, that's crazy because I recorded whenever I first moved out here. I think it was like the fall semester or whatever. Yeah. I remember I recorded like myself, like just talking about how I felt, where I was in life, and where I was going to go. And I deleted that shit, man. And, like, I was thinking about it the day. I was like, damn, like, I really want to listen to, like, what I had to say that day. Because, like, it was when I first moved to Charlotte. So, like, I had, like, there was literally nothing but my expectations.
Yeah.
And what I felt was I going to do, you know? But I deleted that shit. So, I added it, you know? Yeah. I would love to go back and listen to it.
That's why I never delete pictures. Like, I always, like, upload them to a hard drive or something. So, I have a whole bunch of shit saved into my hard drive.
That's smart.
Obviously, just... like when I do my check-ins or whatever on Instagram or whatever, and I only back some up on there, but I have them on my phone too, right? So I'm continually seeing my growth as a person, but just in general, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we get so used to seeing our face, but we don't see the changes,
right?
Like people who see you very often, like they don't notice the changes, mm-hmm. but then people who don't see you that often, they're just like, holy shit.
Like when I walked in earlier?
Yeah.
You was like, who the fuck?
Yeah, that ass, bro, because like you look skinnier, you got longer hair. It's just a whole different vibe, right? And I haven't seen you in... It's been a fucking minute.
Yeah, it's been a good minute.
It's been a good minute. I mean, I've seen pictures, but I haven't seen you in person, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's the same vibe. Like, whenever you go home after a while, right? You start looking at your parents, and it's just like, damn. You know, you start noticing, like, a little bit more wrinkly, a little bit more older, a little bit more... I don't know.
For real.
In their own way, right? Yeah, it's the little things. And it's just like, damn. Like, I've been away for a while.
Right.
You know, type of thing. But... especially in this day and age, there's no reason why you shouldn't have recordings and not evidence, but per se, like...
your thoughts.
thoughts and just something to go back to, mm-hmm. right? Something to go back to over the years. Whether it be 10, 15 years from now. Or who the fuck knows, in 60 years, right? You look back and just...
yeah.
You find a fucking hard drive, blow the dust off of it.
Right.
USB is probably obsolete. You plug that shit into the back of your brain and you start fucking, you know, browsing through it and you just see like pictures from like an old relationship or some shit or like a screenshot of some dumbass meme that you fucking saved like in 2005 or some shit. It's just going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild, bro.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it is super exciting. It is super exciting. It'll be crazy how... our voices change just in general.
You think
so?
You think those change a lot?
Yeah, bro. Your voice, the way that you speak, your looks, just everything in general. It's going to be an amazing experience.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Let's see. What else? Did you have anything else to fill us in on?
So what were we talking about? I grew my hair.
You grew your hair. You grew up. You graduated.
grew up. That's pretty much it. I mean, other than that, I've talked about how I'm like into psychology or whatever. Yeah. So I pretty much put myself to the test and I ordered a bunch of books.
Yes, I saw that
by certain psychologists that I'm into. So we'll see, man.
I saw that, bro. I was excited for you. I was like, holy shit.
I read one of the books, or I started reading one of them. God damn, that shit fucking hard, bro.
For real?
It's because his English is so like difficult, man. Yeah. Like his word or his vocabulary.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really hard.
That's when you know.
But I'm really into his concepts and shit. So hopefully that I get into it, like actually. Other than that, man, it's just really just been the working out. We were talking about how working out, man, like before I worked out just to get fit because I was fucking fatty.
Yeah.
And now I work out because, I don't know, like it does some fuck. I never realized how grateful, like, I mean, I was never grateful for how much the gym was doing for my mental health. Like, yeah. I never really noticed it because I was going to the gym almost consistently since like I first moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as all that shit happened, we got cut off. I mean, I didn't have no workout equipment. Yeah. So that shit was, I feel like it started taking a toll, but shout out Luis, man. He's been, whenever he gets home from work and I'm being a lazy ass, he's like, come on, let's work out or let's go run. And it helps, you know.
Big facts.
And as you've been seeing, I've been going on hikes too. So that's cool too.
Yeah.
I've been loving that.
Yeah. I went, there was like a whole ass month where I went on hikes every weekend.
Hell yeah.
And then I stopped going and I hate myself for it. So I need to get back out there, especially before like the season ends.
I've been feeling the, I'm getting old vibe though, because I went on a hike, Sunday or Saturday.
Knees start feeling different.
And my knees, man. I'm still feeling it. What's today? Wednesday, man. I'm getting scared.
God damn, boy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, the knees start feeling different. The back hurts all of a sudden. All this shit's going on. Yeah, bro. I feel you.
Yeah, so.
100%. That's good, though.
That's pretty much it, though.
Yeah,
man. We're all just trying to improve.
I think they'll, you know, and just as part of our conversation, it's more of a conversation than anything. The thing that I would say to you and to everybody is just continue to push that envelope, you know, continue to order those books, continue to do whatever the fuck it is that makes you happy, right? Because at the end of the day, we only have one life, you know, as deep or as simple as that may be, you only have one fucking life, you know? For me, let's see, since the last podcast, it's been a fucking minute. It's been a minute. I recently moved to South Park, so I'm no longer in the university area. Downsized from 3 roommates to 2. It's just me and Alexander, who's probably going to be our new co-host, by the way. So
the butt chugger.
The butt chugger.
The cheek clapper.
The cheek clapper. That's what it is. He'd be like, twerking and clapping cheeks. not anybody else's cheeks, his own cheeks.
Claps hands.
Runs a round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap.
He claps, no hands.
Big facts. So what's it called? So we're probably going to be introducing him soon, hopefully next week. But yeah, it's just me and Alexander. We're in this like super chill neighborhood. It's like 3 minutes from my office, so that's... that's super dope. Three minutes from South Park, South Park Mall. There's like all the bougie shit. Like you said, the the cheaper thing out here is Harris Teeter. And for those of you who know, Harris Teeter is not that fucking cheap at all. Either that or Whole Foods, and Whole Foods is just fucking ridiculous. I mean, I love Whole Foods to death, but it's just fucking expensive. My bad. This fucking Truly is making me burp like crazy. What else? I mean, just in general. Bucket. The different changes, work's still going the same. My salon, my tanning salon, finally opened up again. So that's been better. Still trying to make some changes there. My sister graduated also. Shout out to her. She just took her test yesterday for nursing. So I have no doubt that she passed it. She's going to be starting working soon. I went on a boat for the first time in a minute. I think the first time ever, like one of those big boats. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, that was pretty fun. Yeah, so I realized that I like that. Like I said, I had that photo shoot for my birthday. I had my birthday. Hey. That's another thing since the last podcast. Officially now 25, quarter of a century old.
Right.
I had that whole last photo shoot. That was a lot of fun. Shout out to Berto for doing that. Everybody was like, damn, like you looking good. And I was like, I know. Thank you. Appreciate it. Obviously still dealing, I don't know if I talked about it last podcast, but we're still dealing with the whole breakup situation and everything, but you know, at the end of the day, just grew from it. Continuing to grow from it, continuing to really embrace myself.
It's another experience.
Yeah, it's another experience. And I appreciate it for what it was, and it was awesome and beautiful. And now it's just like you know, trying to love myself, trying to grow friendships and whatnot in general, and really focusing in on my growth. Been cooking a lot more.
I was just gonna say, I feel like that like self-love just comes naturally.
Yes.
Like, for me, I feel like it's just been coming naturally.
Yeah.
You know.
You gotta let it too.
Yeah, like I never I probably always fought it. Maybe that's why. But that's facts. It's been coming naturally, man. That's hopefully facts. It does, you know, hopefully it has been for you too.
It has, bro. And I think we have to. I guess the conversation there is like the way that we grew up, not being in tune with our feelings, being really like quote unquote macho men, right? Like you don't. It's not that you don't love yourself; it's that you'd never tell yourself that you love yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that whole like, oh,
it's not really asking if you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's
kind of like. Charting through
exactly it's through. Like your dad tells you I love you like every special occasion, but that's it,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know that they do, but it's just like that's the way that they grew up, so that's that's what you learn. Mm-hmm. And because that's what you learn, then that's all you ever know.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas now it's like, okay, like I gotta check in with myself, wake up in the morning and be like, okay, how am I feeling, you know? Why couldn't I sleep last night? Was it because I was tired? Was it because like something else was going on? What are those feelings? What are those thoughts? How does that connect to myself? How am I going to get over them today? Right? Like all this other shit. So it's just like the continual growth and we'll continue to experience it and so forth. But yeah, bros, it's been an interesting COVID.
2020, man.
2020 has been crazy,
bro. I swear,
bro.
I'm going to do a time capsule this year, man. Yeah. This could be like, yeah, that was 2020. That was a dumbass year. We had to do a time capsule.
Bro, 2020 has been something else, bro. Something else.
Had to be the year I graduated, dude.
Yeah. If there's something that arose or arise or whatever the fuck. Fuck English, first of all. If there's something that came out of what's it called, the whole situation with my relationship and everything, was that I was able to reconnect with a lot of people, right? Because they lent a hand, and I love that, and I really appreciate each and every person that just listened to me and spoke to me and gave me their advice and everything. I was able to reconnect with them and just revisit the friendship and just realize, like, holy shit, like I have a lot of friends, you know, a lot of friends that were more than willing to just listen.
True, man? Honestly, man, that's so true, man.
Yeah.
Like, I've been thinking about that too, how I told that to Luis just the other day. I was like, damn, like I'm really blessed to have this many people that care.
Yeah.
You know, like that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like I think I uploaded or reposted a picture of like the graduation thing that like my family did.
Yeah.
And I had a couple people like hit me up and like told me graduations. And I was just like, damn. And they legitimately asked me like, how am I? And stuff like that. I was like, damn, like, like that's random. Like, I feel like they wanted something, you know?
Yeah, that's facts, bro.
I don't know. It's cool.
It is very cool. You know? Yeah. I feel like as much as we try not to, we still tend to take it for granted.
Oh, yeah. I think that's how it's always going to be, you know?
Yeah. And that's the way, like you said, it's the way that it'll continue to be and everything. But, shit, we've been talking for an hour. Doesn't even fucking feel like it. I Jesus know. Christ,
it really doesn't.
It's been a lot of growth. It's been a lot of growth. Like I said, I think the main thing that I'm really excited about is just this new start. We were talking about it earlier, how just the change of scenery.
It's like
has sparked a change in me.
Like it's gonna, I feel like where you're at right now is good because you're not gonna be influenced.
Yes, you know? Yes,
like,
yeah.
Like something previously might have influenced you to decide a certain way.
Yeah,
and I feel like being out here really resets that.
It's very much gonna be whatever I want, mm-hmm. right? And I'm gonna have to justify it for myself, type of thing. But it's also gonna be like a growth thing where like. There's so many opportunities out, not that there weren't before, but it's just like so many, I don't know, so many new opportunities, so many new ways that I can continue to grow, but it's all going to be up to me, right? Like I was telling you earlier, and it's kind of crazy because I just received a text from Eddie, shout out Eddie, that he was thinking about being an actuary, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm literally keep telling myself, and I'm going to, it's not that I need to, it's that I'm going to start studying for the exams again, but I need to put myself into that, right? And once I put myself into that, because what I started doing right before I came over here and I moved was I started reading again, mm-hmm. and I fell in love with reading for like a week. But I need to continue to do that, right? Because I've just been fucking lazy, and I was just like, you know, the continual like, oh, I want to read, but I want to work out. But I want to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
But I want to play COD with the boys.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you have to find a little bit of time for everything, you know? As hard as it is, you have to find a little bit of time.
I still think there's no balance.
There is no fucking balance, bro.
Just gotta sacrifice.
There's not, bro. There's a balance with everything else, but not with time. Yeah. There's only a limited amount of time. Even then, we have a limited amount of time. How about this? This is a random question that just popped up. Do you think we have a set amount of time? Like, as soon as you're born, like, hey, you have a set amount of time, and this is where you're gonna, you know? Or does it continue to grow or continue to go down?
I think depending on what you have to do, is
whatever you were put here to do.
Yeah, like whatever I mean, it's really more. I don't think you're put. I think you decide what you're put for. So it's whatever you decide to.
Yeah.
That's very hard. I don't know.
Yeah, it is very hard, isn't it?
I really don't think that you can make or lose time, though.
Yeah.
You know, I think once you're done with what you got to do, you're done.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make no fucking sense. But I think if you
feel like in a way it does. You know,
maybe 5 years from now when somebody listens to this, it might click.
It might click. Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't know. I don't think you can buy yourself time or lose time.
It's whatever it's whatever toys you chose as a child.
Right.
Kind of like the Avatar. Some of us have to be avatars. I like
that. One of the quotes that stuck with me was like towards the end. We're talking about how, maybe all your life you thought that this was your destiny, but that doesn't mean that your destiny can't change. With
big facts.
Like the more you grow,
so
will your destiny. And I think that's one thing that kind of relaxed me with all this going on.
Yeah.
It relaxes me, should I say.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just because I've always thought I wanted to do this doesn't mean that it's going to be what I'm going to end up doing. I don't know.
That's facts. Yeah.
Who knows, man? Puro pedo.
Puro pinche pedo. That's all it is, bro. That's all it fucking is. And that's all it'll ever be.
One thing for sure, though. I have been thinking randomly a lot about how, you know, I don't know. Like, I've been trying to listen to myself more just because I know that, like, if you really think about it. Let's see. How would you say? So half of the people are above the smarter than the average person. Yeah. Half of the people are below smarter than the average person.
Yeah.
So there's a really good chance that the people you know are going to be giving you advice, not from the top part, but from the bottom part.
Big facts, yeah.
So that's the chance. I've been trying to think of that every time. Like I want to like ask someone else for their opinion, so I can decide something. I'm trying to listen to myself more. I'm just thinking of like, I think honestly, I'm more a little bit more on the higher end rather than the smaller end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess for me, it's power of quantity. And that's what I was saying with like revisiting those friendships and everything. I was able to hear from different people, right? And for me, I've always liked that because those different opinions, not that they help me shape my own, but they help me discover my own, right? Because I hear from them, and they're like, oh, this person has a point. Oh, this person has a point. Oh, this person has a point too, but they're all different, right? But then it becomes like, okay, now what do I think knowing what other people think?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that it matters what they think, but it's interesting to see like, okay, like this person would do this, this person would do that, this person would do that.
But you don't think that would influence your opinion?
No.
No?
No, not the way that I am. No. Because usually I already have my own opinion, but it takes me a while. At least the way that I am, I try to see things from like multiple viewpoints. And that's why, I don't know, I feel like whenever I get in a conversation or per se an argument with somebody, right? The way that I say it is not to cover my ass. It almost sounds like it because the way that I approach situations like that, I've already thought about it from your viewpoint. I've already thought about the five different ways that it might have seemed like to you. But I've also thought about the
exactly. Like you've already thought about the way that someone would react.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Exactly, right? So like if we have an argument, right, about me saying something, like I'm prepared to tell you why it is that I said it and how it is that it made me feel. But I'm also prepared. I'm also thinking about it from the outside. I'm also thinking like, okay, what was the tone that I said it in? Maybe it sounded like I was mad. Maybe it sounded like I was being passive aggressive. Maybe this person has some sort of past with a certain thing that I said that brought up something that triggered them or made them feel like uncomfortable. Obviously, I'm not going to guess like every single fucking scenario, but I'm trying to put myself as best as I can in that situation, right?
It does help to know other people's point of view.
And I mean, you got to continue to be open about it. But now, the fact that it influences it, no. If anything, most of the time it was me talking, right? It was me talking. So it was honestly like, it's not that they weren't inputting, but it was also that I was just, in a way, listening to myself by having an excuse of talking to somebody else, you know? Just like we do it here, right? Like, we continually grow our thoughts and our point of views because we are talking to each other, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're just talking to yourself, I don't know, it just doesn't feel as natural, per se, because you're not hearing any sort of feedback.
Yeah, it's like, it's just one point of view.
One point of view, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can argue with yourself, but how far is that going to take you? Honestly. You know, there's only a finite amount of viewpoints, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if theoretically you can talk to literally everybody in the world, and I mean, that's a finite number, but more than likely you're not.
Yeah.
So technically there's an infinite number of ways that you're gonna see or that you could potentially see the same situation by continuing to talk to people about the same situation. If that makes any sense.
Mind blown.
Mind fucking blown.
Nah, I got you for the most part.
I low key, I think I'm a little tipsy already. I'm not even gonna lie, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm what's it called?
Crack yourself a cold one.
Crack myself a few cold ones. Feeling good out here. It's a Wednesday. I get my puppy next week. I'm so fucking excited. That's the biggest thing, bro. I need to do some Amazon shopping while I'm drunk. I feel like I'm gonna have some fun. But that's about it. What was the one topic that you had before we dip out?
Which one?
You said you had one topic. Oh, what if families had clan Call of Duty clan tags?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking how different it would be if we all had our own little crest, like family crest.
I actually looked up the Flores family crest.
Like from what Flores? Spain. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a long time ago. I need to find it. There were multiple.
I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I wonder if I make a family crest. I was like,
just low key, bro. I kid you not. I was on that bullshit. I was on that bullshit for a minute. I was like, what if I get it made?
You hear that, Flores family? He called y'all.
I was on that bullshit, and I was like, you know, what if I get it made and have it in my house somewhere? And like,
I was thought about that too. I was like, shit, that'd be cool.
Yeah, make it official. And like, every time that
I
send a letter or something, legit it has brand. The crest.
Yeah, right.
Right there. Crazy. Or like, you know, the old school wax, and right. Then you put the little thing right there.
Right, that'd be better.
Like some fucking Game of Thrones shit.
That'd be crazy.
Hey, bro, let's be on that wild, bullshit, right? Bro. Fuck it.
You can see you could like spot a family member from like a mile away.
A fucking tattoo or some shit. Or what's it called? If we end up living somewhere with a lot of land, you go inside, like you go to the house, there's like a gate, and then on the outside you have the crest.
Right, that'd be
badass.
On the
two pillars. That would be pretty badass. That's wild. I'd be on some.
I don't know how I thought about that, but I was just like, that'd be cool.
Or that'd be on some King Arthur type shit.
It really would be, man. Damn, bro. Some gang shit.
Hell yeah. Damn, some medieval shit.
Okay. It really would, man.
Yeah. Damn. I wonder, did Mexicans have knights?
Did they?
I don't think so. That was England, right? No, yeah, because that would have been, what's it called? That would have been native. Yeah, the Native Americans, right?
Probably not knights.
Yeah, not knights. I mean, we had like Montezuma and you know, the Mayan calendar and shit.
Yeah,
which I've always loved. I've always meant to study up on that and everything, because I know like my family comes from the more than our families actually. Is your dad from San Luis?
Yeah.
Okay. More than likely, our families come from Nahuatl. Is it Nahuatl? Something like that. It was like an old native language. So I always wanted to like look up like maybe what their significant colors were, like what that.
Yeah, I always did want to do that shit.
Like that type of shit.
I have asked my family before.
Yeah.
My dad says he knows like people that used to be indigenous, like that would like speak it and shit like
damn,
that.
Damn, bro. Yeah. I would love to speak that.
Yeah, that'd be wild. I'll always be asking shit like that when I go home, my grandpa and all that.
That's dope. That's dope as shit. Damn. Imagine if grandpa spoke the language.
Right, that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
I have been doing that a lot lately. Oh, that's another thing I've been doing, like listening to some, like just finding some crazy music. Like,
yeah.
I've just been getting lost in music. And getting lost in just like family history and shit like
facts.
That. Like I have like a bunch of recordings of like me talking to my grandpa and him.
Oh, just, for real?
Yeah, him telling me about his life back home and,
that's
shit, like,
dope.
And my grandma.
That's dope as shit. Cool.
Yeah.
You need to save those.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever post it, man. I don't want to hear myself talk, but I like to hear like my grandparents talk about their shit.
Yeah, that's dope. I need to get back to writing my book.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I need to get back to. Get back to writing my book. Get back to honestly, we need to get back on the music vibe.
Right.
The other thing that I was telling you about, like the whole T-shirt thing, I want to get into that.
That'd be badass.
Yeah. Need to get back into the podcasting. There's so many fucking things. I just need to get back into, man.
I should be ashamed every time I get bored.
Dead ass, bro. You know? Dead ass. But at the same time, you know, you kind of need, we call them slumps, but at the same time, you kind of need those lay low type of situations where you just enjoy yourself type of thing. It's already fucking 5?
Really?
Holy shit. It's already 5:00. We started this at 3:55. Damn. I didn't even log off of work. I didn't do a damn thing. Hey, shout out to work. Don't fire me. I'm gonna need to work a little bit, but what's it called? Damn. Yeah, we should definitely be ashamed, but at the same time, you have to give yourself a break, right? Because life hits you hard. Life hits you hard. As long as you don't take advantage of it, right? As long as you continue to seek ways, and you'll have those moments of energy where you'll be like, okay, you know, like I'm feeling great. I'm feeling. Let's do this shit, right? Like that's kind of like me right now, but it's never gonna be a continual source of energy. Mm-hmm. It can be, but we're gonna have to continually work on that and continually try to find that source of energy. But whether it'll come or not, who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? But yeah, we should definitely do the crest thing. That'd be pretty dope. I know one thing I'm gonna do is reach out to one of my friends to do the emblem. Finally, the fucking official emblem for No Cap CLT, and hopefully get shirts back out.
Oh shit!
Oh goddamn, it's just been a long time in the making. There's just so much shit going on. But hey, here we are now. Yeah. Here we are now.
I'm glad we're still here.
Yeah, bro. I mean, fuck it. Even if it takes fucking 3 months, whatever, bro. Yeah, you know, like the people that vibe with us before are gonna continue to vibe.
Good old Jim.
Good old Jim. Shout out Jimbo. Jim. Solo Jim. Benny. shout out Bette. Bette's probably gonna listen to this, and. I don't know who else, but...
Crinkle them toes. You made it through the end of the episode.
Big motherfucking facts. Shout out to you all. Shout out to you all for making it this far. Like we said, we're going to introduce our new host hopefully next week if Patito can find some time for us. This has been your favorite podcast host, the Buck Quack, the Quack Dealer, the Quack Quack himself.
We're all humans.
We're all humans. Also, of course, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit himself.
Homie G.
@Carlos_TheCarolinaGod. Follow us on Instagram @NoCapCLT. And follow Mr. Quack himself @TorresFGonza. Until next time, folks, whether it's 3 months from now or 3 days from now, we'll be seeing you either ways. Keep it real. Skrr, skrr.
Watch that ass.
Watch that ass. Hey, RIP Pop Smoke. RIP The Woo.